Many of us see our own worries and problems as the biggest and most important issues in the world. It can certainly seem that way sometimes. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two new collections of stories that will remind you that the world is big and complex and crazy, and that sometimes your own troubles are just the tip of the iceberg. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. Have you ever had the sense that you've fallen behind? That internet fads and wellness trends and news about climate change is moving faster than you can track? The 14 stories in Lydia Millett's new collection, Atavists, reflect our worries and slyly bring us up to date. In light-footed prose, with edgy humor and deep tenderness for her characters, Millett reassures us we're not alone. Millett has published more than a dozen novels and two collections of stories. Atavists is a bit of both, a novel in stories, revolving around a group of neighbors in Southern California. There's a widowed mom with two daughters, a gay couple, parents with a college grad back home, an older lady everyone calls Miss Caroline. Each story focuses on some kind of ist, tourist, dramatist, mixologist, therapist, optimist, etc. As a group, they are the atavists of the title, which means a throwback, a representative of a past style, outlook, or activity. Take marriage, for example. An 18-year-old girl named Liza, quote, shows up late for dinner one night, plunks down her backpack at the door, and announces she's married. Her new husband, Luis, is a DACA kid, a dreamer from Guatemala. Liza's parents are a little taken aback, but also supportive and even kind of proud. The mom's therapist thinks it could be an after effect of the pandemic, as COVID left teenagers with no sense of normalcy, desperate to form lasting attachments. In the background of all the stories is the one very big problem that no one knows what to do about, the five-alarm emergency of ecological catastrophe. In the face of probable apocalypse, the way the characters fill up their lives with lesser problems and obsessions, academic plagiarism, cultural appropriation, unsightly body hair, is both very funny and very sad. A similar note is struck by Good Women, a collection by Hallie Hill. Set in Appalachia and the Deep South, Hill's stories show Black women facing the full monty of modern problems. Weirdo predators, bogus jobs, ill-fated pregnancies, the nightmare of weight control, screwed-up parents, and nasty police, with only their appreciation of the absurd to keep them going. For example, the story The Best Years of Your Life is narrated by the admissions officer of an unaccredited university in a former Sears building, a woman who puts equal energy into luring student prey and excoriating herself of being involved with this scam. The people who come to her, like a weathered white woman who dreams of a law degree that will help her get her son out of federal prison, often believe they have received a sign. That sign, explains our narrator, is nothing more than cash cookies tracking their 1 a.m. Googles, quote, how to start over, or, quote, how to go back to school with a 1.9 GPA. The vividness of the situations and personalities, the sparkling distraction of brand names and status details, the intrusion of technology moments like an Apple Watch pinging with a bill reminder at a funeral, all of these act to make the full force of the dissatisfaction and anger that drive Hill's debut collection slow to be fully perceived. This somehow makes it even more powerful.
The books are The Atavists by Lydia Millett and Good Women by Hallie Hill. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.